Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tinzer, talking wholesale box beef prices versus cash cattle prices in just a moment. Superior Livestock's next video livestock auction coming Thursday, May 20th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 28,525 head, 12,500 yearling steers, 7,400 yearling heifers, 3,600 wean calves, and 2,800 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know more details about when a lot will sell or more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Cash cattle prices this last week a little higher, back to $1.20 a pound, but wholesale box beef prices continue to roar higher. And that big difference has got a lot of folks asking questions why. Livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tinzer says one key reason sticks out.
Cutout prices are certainly up. I think they're up for multiple reasons. We're refilling the food service channel. Export demand signals are pretty strong, and retail demand has kind of held on. Those are all bullish on that front. That, of course, brings up the question, how do we continue to have strong cutout but not as strong fed cattle prices? And we could probably talk for hours on that. But it boils down to the current status of infrastructure. So our ability, the number of animals we can process in a normal, 40-hour window, plus second shifts, plus Saturdays, and how it aligns with the number of cattle trying to get in that system. This isn't anything new. The industry's pretty flush with cattle relative to the ability to process them. The historic relationships between wholesale beef prices and fed cattle prices don't work the same when you're at, in econ jargon, kind of a kink point, when the system's full, right? If it's not full, those relationships work. We can buy more cattle in, we can push more cattle out. And on the other side, the market responds more to cutout prices. We don't have that same typical historic relationship when you're at, I call it a kink or a pinch point, where the system is full of cattle. Yes, gross margins for running these plants is quite high. I'm not disputing that. We still don't know what net margins are because we don't have good insights on the cost. But regardless, if you don't have the physical ability to kill more cattle, that changes the economics of what you're going to pay for fed cattle. That's not a welcome message for a lot of our listeners, and I recognize that.
One term a lot of folks use for this is leverage, the leverage in favor of the packers right now. Dr. Tinzer thinks that eventually we're going to get the leverage back more in favor of the cattle producer, but it will be a while.
Yeah, so there's I'll call it a near-term adjustment to that and longer term. The near term is largely changes in cattle numbers. We're not going to change the ability to process cattle a lot in the near future. And by the time we get to the end of 2021, I think we're going to be in a better situation. But if you're listening to me, we have months ahead, not days ahead, on having a lot of cattle trying to go through the system. The longer term part is how much additional capacity to process cattle is going to be added. Where is it? Who owns it? What are the size of those plants? Those are all unknowns. Cattle Facts actually put out, they think it might be 2023 before we're roughly up what they call 100%. So equilibrium, if you like, between the number of animals we could process in a typical 40-hour window during the week, Monday to Friday. So there's a near-term adjustment at the end of 2021. I think things will get better on this. Give me a couple more years to that point, then we may have some additional plants or second shifts at existing plants and the like that will also help.
And Dr. Tinzer says that when you look at the weekly slaughter numbers, packing plants are working pretty hard to process the available cattle. There simply is not any excess capacity.
The initial estimates through Saturday were 640,000. That's total cattle slaughtered, right on par with 638 the week before, up notably from 519 the prior year. Real quick, I will note, if you look at just through since 2010, the last 10, 11 years of history here, the most we ever processed was 690,000. That was in June of 2011. So we are below that, and that reflects labor challenges and, the ongoing COVID-oriented adjustments that have been there, but we're still running the system pretty hard, and there's been some plants that have left the industry since 2010 as well. So the industry is pressing hard, and that's important to remember. Just the physical ability to kill cattle is constrained.
K-State Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Glenn Tinzer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.